here in Arizona, shade is quite the commodity. That's why when visitors to downtown Phoenix's Renaissance Square showed up recently, they were a bit miffed to find that the 8 large ficus trees that surrounded the square had suddenly been removed. As it turned out, much to the chagrin of the city and frequent shade-seeking visitors to the square, they'd been taken out by the property's owner. Many of the trees were dying, but still people in the neighborhood were not happy about it. Some accused the owner, ironically Cypress Office Properties and Oak Tree Capital Management, of purposely letting them die to plant other less shady trees and chase away the homeless who camped under them. Sean Sweat is the president of the Urban Phoenix Project. He tells us the Renaissance Square tree removal is indicative of a bigger problem. In 2010, the city council outlined the formation of a citizen tree and shade committee as part of their tree and shade master plan. In 7 years, that has yet to be implemented, and it's time, he says.
This is probably our most direct way to have some input into what's going on that actually has some credibility that the council will acknowledge. We need a committee, a citizen committee, that has its eye on the ball and is pushing city council to actually implement this 7-year-old plan, which they have not made much progress on.
Sweat says while Renaissance Square has buildings owned by private developers, it's on city-owned land, so it's critical for city leaders to watch and regulate what types of spaces are being created. Palm trees are pretty, he says, but they do nothing for the people gathered underneath.
What we need to be doing in downtown Phoenix is creating spaces people love, not just to look at, but to be in. And to do that, we need shade trees.
But what can be done to properly help property owners maintain existing trees and add to the canopies that provide much coveted shade in the concrete jungle of Phoenix? Well, joining us now is Karen Peters, who is deputy city manager for the city. So first of all, Karen, explain what happened at Renaissance Square.
Those trees have been in place for many years. I've enjoyed those trees myself for many years, and they're located on private property. I understand a number of the trees had been in ill health and were also causing some damage to underlying infrastructure. So the property owner, we understand, determined that they needed to be removed, and that's what happened.
What can the city do if a property owner in a place where shade is so important decides that they don't want these trees anymore or foliage?
Well, we obviously encourage property owners throughout the city to plant and maintain trees. They're vital living infrastructure. They are so important for our urban heat island. They're important for maintaining property values and cleaning the air and so many myriad benefits. And so trees are a vital component of our city's well-being. What we do when we are working with property owners is obviously they come to us with plans and we approve plans including landscaping plans and encourage them to incorporate trees.
And how does the city give them some incentive? Is it a tax break? Is it what other tools maybe does the city have to accomplish this goal of encouraging people to plant and keep their trees?
Well, we've made some interesting improvements in our downtown code. We now have some requirements for shade, be it trees or engineered shade, and that can be shade structures. So if the new developer comes to our downtown area and wants to develop, the downtown code has requirements. In addition, we've done some work around revocable permits for temporary shade structures as well. So there, you have to get creative when resources are as strained as sometimes they are.
So as part of this tree and shade master plan that the city of Phoenix detailed in 2010, in reading the report, it called for Phoenix to become a global leader in living infrastructure and aim the city to be carbon neutral with this all this new foliage. So 7 years later, you know, with or without help from some private businesses and homeowners, how are things working out?
Well, we've made a lot of progress, but we have a lot more work to do. As you said, we adopted the Tree and Shade Master Plan in 2010. And since then, we've been working on the goals that were put together by the task force that created that plan. One of the things that needs to happen is creating awareness and education. And so we've been putting together programs to educate people who happen to own trees and proper maintenance methods. Obviously, we have a pretty robust water conservation program that educates residents about how to effectively water trees. What are the right trees to be planting in your landscape? So those programs are ongoing and have been enhanced over the past several years. We are also working hard to maintain and understand what the tree inventory is, and invested some time and resources in understanding where in Phoenix the trees are at 25% canopy, which is the goal of the Tree and Shade Master Plan, and where they are much, much less. At the time that the report was prepared and the plan adopted, the urban canopy in Phoenix on average was about 11 to 13%, and the goal is to get to 25%.
This master plan, Karen, also called for this citizen tree and shade committee to be created, but I understand that 7 years out, that still hasn't been done. And in addition to the work that the city is doing, is it important to be able to have this citizen input?
Absolutely. We are, when we talk to the community about what's important in Phoenix, one of the first things they say is that they want more trees. In fact, we have a survey out right now. If you go to coolerphoenix.com, you can give us your suggestions on how to improve our city and affect the urban heat island and our carbon neutrality goals. So I encourage people to go there. There's a lot of information about trees and what residents can do. But internally, we've been working with a group of our staff to look at our codes, to look at what our inventory methods are. We've been very busy.
Well, only in Phoenix can the expression throwing some shade actually be a good thing. Karen Peters is Deputy City Manager with the City of Phoenix. Thanks very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, Sean Sweat of Urban Phoenix Project says his organization and Rogue Green have decided to band together and create the Citizens Tree and Shade Committee themselves, and they will take that committee to the Phoenix City Council for approval. Renaissance Square, by the way, replaced the 8 ficus with 12 ash trees, which are city approved, and we'll continue to watch that story as it develops.